Chinese pilot.
Okay, well, I'm going to get going over here in a real creepy kind of way. I look forward to eating you all later. Bye.
No, no, don't let him go.
Whee!
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that if you were to get us and pickle us, we would come out even fresher.
We would. We would. It's a scientific phenomenon.
It really is. Still the same amount of vinegar, but because you know what? Piss and vinegar, baby. That's what makes this podcast.
It's true, though. We are literally drowning in piss.
Absolutely.
That's a throwback right there.
What a horror way to start a podcast. Hello. Yes, in case you're new to the podcast, this is where we get Arnie and we try to include him in any movie in effort to make that movie better. And today's movie, I'll tell you what, it's a pretty good one, Alien.
It's my one of my favorite movies of all time, easily my top five.
Wow.
Came out 1979, directed by Ridley Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Timeless, I would say.
Yeah, I think so. I enjoy it. Rotten Tomatoes enjoyed it. I think it's like right up there in the 90s. So.
Had a heap of sequels. Alien.
Yep.
Aliens by James Cameron.
That's the second one. That's good.
David Fincher with Alien 3.
That was horse crap.
You can say what you really want to say.
Okay. It wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. He had issues with the studio, I believe. In fact, he publicly now disowned the film.
Oh, can you do that?
He did.
Well, if this podcast is any good today.
Yeah, we will publicly disown the... I don't know. Can We Add Arnie? Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Corey Sutton, different guy.
Let's quickly, before we get into the synopsis, go through our little character suggestions suggested as by you. And if you want to suggest more, you can do so a number of ways. Get in touch with us on our socials, Can We Add Arnie. Also, our Spotify, you can now comment.
Yeah.
On different podcast episodes.
Comment about what you like or what you dislike.
Yeah.
We take on feedback at this podcast.
We don't take it on. We'll take you on.
Yeah, come fight us.
I will fight you if I don't like what you have to say. I bet you can do that on the Spotify of Can We Add Arnie. All right, today's suggestion from you is air traffic controller in New York the day after 9/11.
Oh, wow. And I think this episode's probably going to coincide with that date almost.
No. What a... I was expecting a funny one, like Jack Black.
9/11's kind of become funny, though, right?
Nah.
What do they call it? The statute of limitations?
Yeah.
When do you think it expires on, like, serious events in life?
I don't know, man. For some people, it's the day of. Like, it just depends. But, like, depends how morally strong you are. And for me, on an official channel like this, I'm morally strong, baby. But that will be making a random appearance. Synopsis, please, of Alien, Corey.
Alrighty. Alien is a science fiction horror film directed by Ridley Scott. The film follows the crew of the commercial spaceship Nostromo, who encounter a deadly extraterrestrial life form after responding to a distress signal on a remote planet. As the alien begins to hunt them one by one, the crew must fight for their survival. It's got a wicked cast. Sigourney Weaver as Ellen Ripley. Basically,
so cool.
A feminist hero. I don't think at the time there were many kind of female leads in action horror movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, fun fact, her character name, Ripley, is the inspiration behind Rhea Ripley, the WWE wrestler.
There you go.
Because she told me herself.
Oh, wow. Look at you rubbing shoulders with Rhea Ripley.
I'm so sorry. Let me just pick up that name I just dropped there.
When I was talking to Sigourney Weaver.
Yes, go on.
She said, I thought I took out a restraining order on you.
She does often
and
say that.
And I was like, yeah, but I got in
That's
anyway.
That's classic Sigourney vibe. Every time she said that to me as well. She's like, you're not allowed to go near me since holes. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You just keep digging.
You keep on digging.
Aside from Sigourney, Tom Skerritt as Dallas, John Hurt as Kane.
He sure does.
Harry Dean Stanton, another well-known name, and Ian Holm as Ash, the synthetic android, who some people might know as the old version of Bilbo Baggins in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, there you go.
So where are we going to add Arnie? Like, there are a plethora of options, but at the same time, we are trying to improve the movie.
Okay, so I don't want to replace, I was going to say Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, well, don't replace her either.
I don't want to replace Sigourney Weaver or Ellen Ripley at all in this film. I think she's perfectly cast.
Interesting.
But I think everything else is up for grabs.
Okay.
Got a series of different ideas where I want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of Arnie being the face hugger.
Yes. Okay.
The kind of obviously
like
when
the initial one,
the initial
they,
one,
and they don't know what to do with it.
When
they,
Kane like looks into the egg and then kind of jumps on his face,
and then they're trying to operate on it at one point.
Yeah.
And then it like okay. Do we want to do like maybe the scene where he's on board and they're like trying to figure it all out, and they're like got the lasers out and they're doing everything they can to try and figure it out, and Arnie is the facehugger. I think
that's
scenario.
A great idea. And I think you would make a great facehugger, personally.
Thank you very much.
You've known to hug faces.
Yeah, well, you're not the first to say it. So I will start taking it on board. Well, let's do that.
Okay, it looks like it's got some kind of defense mechanism. It's got these fingers that are kind of like pried around Kane's face. So we just got to be careful. God.
Look at this thing. It's just, I don't know, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Is it natural? Do you think this occurred naturally?
I don't understand. You can see here it's got limbs or fingers. I don't know what these are.
It's got like a tentacle tail that's wrapped around Kane's neck. What happens if we try and prick this finger here and pull it off?
You pull a little bit here.
I'm just going to grab it here
just... start pulling. Oh.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that. It sounded really
odd. It's making
hard.
Some kind of noise.
It's like a grunt or something.
It's like a grunt. I'll try again just to confirm that there was
a
grunt.
Bit tighter,
Ash, you get that. See, there you go again. It's doing that grunt.
It's really odd. I've never experienced anything quite like that.
Okay, what I might do.
Yeah, because we can't use the throat. Obviously, it's got the stranglehold, and we don't want it to hurt our friend. So let's,
what if I get the tool, the laser cutter?
Don't do that. What was that?
Did you hear that?
What was that?
I did hear that. It sounded like someone was saying in a German accent, don't do that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay.
Right, so what were you saying, laser cutter?
So I'm going to get this laser cutter over
Please
here.
Please don't. That's so odd.
Ash, did you get that in a recorder? Yes. Yes, I did.
You don't think it's the wind going through the ship or something? I don't know.
There's no wind in space.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't know. It's kind of a weird.
Okay, I'll get the laser cutter.
No. Please don't.
Okay, now we all heard that.
All right. All right. What is going on?
I think it's clearly sentient.
Yep.
I'm gonna communicate with it.
Okay, try.
Hello, alien organism.
Go away. Me sleeping.
Okay, well.
Okay, it does talk. That's incredible.
You're clearly you're not sleeping.
No, I am.
No, you're not. No, see, you're now faking snoring noises.
Okay, what do you want?
So here's the deal.
Yeah, yes.
You're kind of, what are you, on? Are you like, you're on our guy's face.
I would say in.
Yeah. In?
In and on.
So what are you doing?
We in, kind of on, need... in on, you never know with me. Yeah, how are you? How are you all going?
I mean, we're great.
Yeah, good.
We're doing all right. Our friend Kane.
How's he?
He's the guy who looked into that egg on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy.
I'm assuming you
say what he was. If he wasn't caning before, he'd be caning now.
Okay, don't say that.
Little fun joke.
Number one.
Get rid of the tension. Speaking of tension, watch this with his throat.
No, don't do that.
There's so many tricks.
What's your name?
There's so many names. You can call me, well, FH.
What does the FH stand for?
Face hugger.
It's friendly.
Yeah, thank you. I love a hug.
What are you doing? Why hug him? Why are you hugging Kane? Why are you?
Well, I've been so lonely. My little egg. And I've just been kind of floating around doing my own little thing. And then when your friend looked over, I was like, oh, what a beautiful face. I want to see it a bit closer. And then I got closer and I jumped up on him. And you know what? I just loved it here. I'm going to stay. Thanks so much. Okay. You can go now. Bye.
No.
This is a really weird creature. I'm surprised we can even make contact with it, to be honest with you.
What is your purpose?
What is anyone's purpose?
He's got you there.
Okay, he's quite a philosophical. Are you religious?
Well, you know, I do pray to one entity.
And which entity is that?
Well, you'll see him soon. He's a big one.
Who's he? What do you mean?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's
spoilers.
It. We're getting the laser cutter.
Maybe not. Maybe. Look, here's my warning to you. I wouldn't do that.
Why?
Because...
That's it. it's like acid. What is this? What have you done to our ship?
You hurt my little hand. I've only got 8 of those, you son of a bitch.
Do you have acidic blood?
Oh, of course I do.
Why?
I'm trying to tell you that. You hurt me so bad. I'm going to hurt your friend a little bit more now.
No. Okay, how about this?
Okay.
We'll leave the room.
Yeah, good.
You
hurt me.
You chill.
Ouchies.
We're going to check what's happened.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, some jerk came in with a laser move and just stuck it in. Bit rude.
That was me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, not ready to accept your apology just yet. I need a minute. Forgiven.
Well, he's actually quite friendly, this guy.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all gonna get along. We're all here on the same ship together.
What's your lifespan like?
Oh, not long. Actually, I'm thinking about dying right about now.
What do you mean you're gonna die? Well, it just fell off. It fell off his face.
Wow, that was really, crazy. Do we just want to take credit for this, or do we want to?
Yeah, I think we should probably take credit for this.
We we'll put it him. On. We're heroes. Stop recording.
Click.
We just say we did this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so we say
delay.
We got it off his face.
Yep.
We put in the report.
Yep, easy. Fast forward. Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't think it was going to be easy, but I mean, what can I say? I just little lays to the leg and then all of a sudden he falls off. Easy peasy, right?
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. I've woken up.
Yeah.
And I feel fine. I'm actually really hungry.
Have some food. Have some food.
I mean, I'd love some noodles.
Yeah. I mean, I would like some noodles as well. And I mean, I did save your life. So maybe if you want to.
I'll serve everyone a little bit of noodles.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you very much. Yep. You want to pass that
blue milk?
And don't you feel silly, Ripley. You're going to say don't get on the ship. And now look at him. He's right as rain.
Well, look, I was just following quarantine protocols.
Well, I'm just saying, what a waste of time because he is perfectly fine. Am I right?
These noodles are really, really.
They're good noodles. Hey, what's going on there? You all right? Are you all right? Can we get him on the table? Can I get a spoon for some random reason?
Put the spoon in his mouth.
Okay, put the spoon in his mouth.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Surprise.
What did you do? You just burst it out of Kane's chest. Yeah. Oh, God.
I didn't think we were done chatting. So
this is why we got quarantine protocols.
Shut up, you. Okay, well, I'm going to get going over here in a real creepy kind of way. I look forward to eating you all later. Bye.
No, don't let him go.
Whee! That's exactly how the scene goes.
It runs off in this really, like, unnatural kind of way. Very straight.
Still better than the graphics in number 3.
Absolutely.
Like, still moves in a much better way.
You know I love a fun fact.
Hit me.
And that particular scene with the chest burster,
yep.
It was filmed in one take.
Really?
Yes. And the crew, the actors, did not know about the exact timing of the prop,
yep.
That there would be blood splattering,
oh.
Or that it would protrude out of the chest.
Wow.
So all their reactions were natural.
I would have laughed.
You would have laughed.
I think I would have laughed because you know it's not real. So you would have been in that situation going, all right, cool. Something's going to happen to his chest. Keep an eye on it. But just like something's going to happen to him. Just act like, you know, you're shocked and surprised. And then I would be like, the little thing comes out. I'd be like, that's hilarious.
It's like my honeymoon.
It's like Jim Henson. Bring on the Muppets. Hello. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Waka, waka.
And also, it is kind of cute.
Yeah, I'd take it a pet one.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, a little xenomorph.
Yeah, little, there you go, little fella, you know. It's kind of like got rules attached to it, similar to a gremlin, you know, a mogwai. It's like it's almost like that, but for adults, you know.
All right, where would you like to add Arnie now?
All right, there's so many places to add him. I like the moment when Ripley discovers that her animatronic android friend is in fact an android, and then she begins to have that lack of trust with him.
Yeah.
And they start fighting, and then she's like found out, like, you know, the whole idea of the mission that was essentially for Orr is actually really to find an alien and keep the alien and bring it back there, and she's betrayed and angry at the same time.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where I want to add Arnie. I see Arnie probably as the android in this situation.
Of course.
I mean, the guy's been a Terminator.
Yeah.
It's not a huge stretch. And so I like the idea of them having this discussion at the same time. He's going to try and kill her in a moment.
Ash, where are you, Ash? Ash, I'm looking for you. Ash.
I am here. What is it that you need?
Why does your... Ash, your voice sounds a little bit... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That thing is on the ship. We need to do something and contain this thing.
Yeah.
It's already killed... Yeah. Brett, it's killed Parker, it's killed Kane.
Yeah.
It's probably going to kill Lambert.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely going to kill him. Probably going to kill all of us, really.
We should
probably just go back to sleep and just let it happen or something.
Ash, what are you hiding?
Nothing. I'm just happy just doing my day. Yeah.
Why do you have milk dripping out of your nose?
So I think we will go back to our little chambers, have a little nappy poo, wake up, and it'll be fine.
I think that's a really bad move.
Okay.
I want to know what Mother thinks of this.
Oh, okay.
Have you been talking to Mother?
I always talk to Mother. We are very close, me and Mother. So if you have a question to ask Mother, now would be your time.
Okay, Mother? Yes?
You know, that beautiful voice. That's why I love her so much.
What is going on? Why are we having to fight against some sort of alien on this ship?
Oh, do you really want the answers for this one?
This is Mother.
Oh, God, the voice. She's so naggy. She's like my mother. Little joke. Continue, Mother. Please.
The crew is expandable.
Oh, news to me. Wow.
We need to contain this organism as it's seen as property of the company Weyland-Yutani.
Oh, wow, this is a shocker. An absolute shocker to me.
I need to
emphasize that we need to study this thing, or leadership is diverted to Ash the Synthetic.
Oh, what shocker! Whoa,
well, now hold on a second.
I'm the boss now? Wow.
Ash,
what a lucky
Mother
day.
Just said that you're a synthetic.
No, just don't. Who are you going to believe?
Probably Mother.
Okay. Well, she also said I'm in charge, so you're a bit torn, aren't you? Like, it's like he's the boss, but he's not the boss.
Ash, you son of a bitch.
Hey, 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 what's your language? I'm the boss here, you know? Have some respect.
What are we meant to do?
Well, we're meant to keep the alien life form, keep it alive, and take it back, and it's going to get studied to make us very, very rich.
What is my role in this? It says crew expendable.
You're very expendable and expensive. Fun fact.
I thought that all androids were meant to preserve human life.
No, no, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to let the alien kill you.
Oh, it's like a loophole.
A loophole, exactly.
Well, did your loophole factor in that I could just bash your head off?
Don't do that! Owie! That hurts. My milky head! Ow! My milky face! Oh, God, you're such a fighter. I, you know what? You taught me into it. I'm going to fight you back.
No.
I'm going to strangle you the only way I know how, by rolling up a newspaper and putting it directly in your mouth. And it's no weird at all.
Oh, that's the New York Times.
It's very thick. It's mainly full of ads these days, but there are a couple of good articles.
What's going on in here? Ash, what are you doing?
Get off me, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to rip your head off.
He's literally ripping my head off.
Thank you.
Please don't. What's your question again? Please? One more time?
To be honest, I don't remember really what my question was.
You wanted to know how do we kill it?
How do we kill it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I use my flamethrower?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's how you kill it. Lean in closer.
Yeah.
Maybe just try ripping its head off like you do with everything else around there.
Okay,
you
that's
stupid
it.
Jerk.
I'm gonna burn you. Anyone want a glass of milk?
I wouldn't mind them.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. It is random how he tries to kill her with a rolled up newspaper, right?
It is, right? He shoves it in her mouth.
He's like, this will do it.
I thought he would have gone for the hands because he's super strong.
He's super strong. He can strangle. But he's like, no, I think newspaper to the mouth. That way when they find her with a newspaper in her mouth, it'll be like natural causes.
Yeah, it would.
What else would you like to see Arnie added to, Corey?
I think we need to probably talk about, like, Arnie as the alien.
Okay, yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 I can see that. With all the mouths and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I mean, because we don't really understand why the alien does what it does. I mean, later on in the movies, you kind of get a bit more in the series of movies. One little thing I want to bring up, and it's not really for this movie, it's for like the sequel. The alien creature goes around, it collects people, right?
Yep.
And then the eggs are set up, and the eggs hatch, and they go on the people's face, and then the whole circle of life continues.
Correct.
So are we meant to believe that the alien, who's essentially a killing machine and does just that, is also a good little collector boy? Who picks these people up while they're still alive and takes them places and then cocoons them? It's weird, man.
It is weird.
Are they doing that really? Because in the first movie, it's just killing everyone.
I'm going to bust out another fun fact for you.
Here we go.
Yeah, in the first movie, there's a deleted scene.
Okay.
Series of deleted scenes where the alien, because you see Dallas in the shaft.
Yeah. No, leave that alone.
Sorry. you know what do they call them?
Shaft.
I guess they would probably be called shafts.
Sure. Is he making a cameo?
Shaft!
Okay, so Dallas is in the shaft.
So in the shaft.
Yep.
It surprises Dallas, but we don't actually see it kill Dallas.
That's true.
And in these deleted scenes, Ripley actually goes down a level in the ship and finds that the alien has made like this weird nest.
Oh.
Where he's like gooed Dallas onto a wall.
Yeah.
And actually what happens is they slowly get decomposed and then they turn into eggs.
Oh. Gross.
But in the second film, there's a queen that lays eggs.
Yeah.
So there's like, which one is it? Do they decompose into eggs or do they get laid as eggs?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of loopholes when it comes to the alien universe from what I've seen.
It's a very phallic universe as well.
It certainly is with the size of their heads. So you want to see Arnie as the alien. What's it called? A xenomorph?
A xenomorph. Not that I'm a nerd or anything.
No, we're starting to learn more and more about you. I'm not going to hang out with you ever again. Take you your lunch, buddy. So we should be that, right?
And I like the idea of it being him being the alien and surprising Captain Dallas in the shaft.
Okay, sure. All right, here we go.
Dallas, you're in the shaft? How's the shaft?
Never gonna find me. Killing everyone around the ship.
Beep. 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 I think it's in here with me. I can't really see it. It's pretty dark, but I got my flamethrower.
You think that beeping is me?
Beep. Beep. I think I heard something talk to me as well.
Why is that beeping? Is that beeping? There it goes again. Is that me making the beeping sound?
Beep. Let me just turn my torch on.
Hello! Come with me, lady!
Come. I'm actually a man.
You all look the same to me. Come with me.
No. Can we just talk about this?
Well, who do you want to talk to, me or my other friend? Because I'll tell you what, the other friend isn't as nice as me.
Well, what do you mean by your other friend?
We'll deal with that in a moment. All right. Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to make a deal?
I've been in situations like this before.
I have.
When things get pretty tense.
Okay. So you're a negotiator. Okay. Negotiate. Yeah. Make me a deal. What have you got for me?
Well, I mean, a few years ago, I worked in air traffic control.
I was wondering how you're going to come into this. How was that? I imagine a pretty cool job, getting to see some cool experiences in your time.
I mean, it probably wasn't. I wouldn't say cool.
No? Okay.
I mean, would you like to go back in time to one of my most stressful days?
No, I think I'd like to go back in time to the day after one of your most stressful days.
Okay, I appreciate that. We'll probably play a little bit of a dream harp here, Ethan.
God, I hope he does.
Team. Everybody sit down. Jenkins, you okay?
I'm not. I'm really not.
Okay, I get it. Yesterday was a big day.
Yeah.
And obviously we are air traffic control for New York City.
We are.
And there was a terrorist attack against the United States of America.
Yep.
And a couple of planes. Do you think this is funny?
No.
Do you think 9/11 is funny?
No, obviously not, as I'm really trying to tiptoe around the particular topic. But
is there something funny about two planes?
No. I keep telling you, there's nothing funny about it.
Crashing into the World Trade Centers 1 and 2 and the Pentagon.
Yeah, that's right.
With thousands of people losing their lives. You know, firemen walked up those stairs.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. Well, I'm not. It's the day after. It's all pretty fresh, so I'm not really aware of everything. It's all an absolute blur, and I don't really have much comedy around it either, which is the worst part, I suppose, for a podcast like this, but I just think maybe I should have a lay down. Is that okay with you, all right? Is that okay with you?
Okay, let's get Jenkins out of
here. I don't
want
to know.
He's clearly losing it.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, Jenkins, take five, have a smoko, and then come back, and you just get straight
you
back.
You know what? You're a real piece of shit for bringing me in today, if I'm being honest with you. I should have had this day off. I hope one day an alien eats your face.
Jenkins, we all know that aliens aren't real.
Wow, what a real weird story. What, at the end there, where you tried to tie it all in loosely, where you really didn't have much comedy. What a sad story to take me to.
And so, obviously, you don't really know what 9/11 is.
No.
Mr. Xenomorph, that's what we're calling you.
Yeah, okay, like Xena. That was the other mouth. He's the friendly one. Sometimes not.
Okay, I don't want to talk to the other mouth.
Hello.
Are you, what's your, are you like a different kind
of? Yeah, I'm like a little mouth here. Look at me.
You kind of sound like Nicolas Cage.
A little bit. I get a little bit off it. I'm just a little mouth here. Look at me drooling. What are we doing over here? What's all made happening?
Well, I was just telling you.
Shouldn't you be dead? Why are we keeping you? What's happening?
No. Okay, so what are we
doing? Alien, make sure you tell your little mouth that about the whole 9/11 thing.
No, I really don't want to touch on that again, if I'm being honest with you.
No, because it.
What's the deal with the 9/11 thing? You going to talk about it or not? No. I'm just going to drool a lot if that's okay with you. I think we kill the man and get it done, and we'd never talk about 9/11 on this podcast ever again. Deal?
No deal.
You're making this harder for me. What are you doing? Are we on the same team here or what?
Dallas, it's Ripley. Did you find it, and did you tell the alien about your experience with 9/11?
I did, Ripley. I tried to talk to
her. No, I talked to her. Yes, she did, and it ruined the podcast.
I'm sorry, who is this?
I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to eat your face later, okay? Ooh, yummy faces. Who's that? It's the third mouth. In the butt. Well,
turns out 9/11 is funny.
No. Absolutely not. I will not have that on my record. That concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Feel free to throw us your suggestions of anything else
but 9/11, please.
No more 9/11.
Please.
Of course, there are ways that you can participate in our show. You can write us a review.
Please.
On Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
And a comment now.
There's comments. There's new comments now. You can follow us and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
And you can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group and suggest new movies and stupid characters.
Yes, any character but 9/11, please, please.
Yeah, there's so many other kind of world events you can touch on like
this. Why is this in your handwriting?
No comment.